What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are music licensing in the coolest form, because we are the coolest. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that tap into us. We get a lot of people that tap in. Make sure to subscribe. And just tap in with us. You know, we love vibing with musicians, financial literacy for your music. So definitely subscribe. Hit that notification tab so y'all know when we drop new content. And as always, we're going to start off with the word of the day. And this word of the day is pretty dope, if I must say so myself, man. And it goes something like this. Don't engage combative people. Their war is with themselves, not you. I'll say it again. Don't engage combative people. Their war is with themselves, not you. Hurt people. Like we all know, people that are dealing with their own stress, their own traumas, their own anxieties. A lot of times they will try to pretty much just put that off on other people. So you got to take just note, some type of mental inventory. Emotional inventory about those people around you, those people that add value, those people that don't, those people that are always angry, always combative. No matter what you say or do, they're always going to try to come for you in some type of way, right? Like if you say the sky is blue, they're going to say, no, it's not. You know, it's red. Like, you know, they're always going to come back with something just to be combative. But that's indication of someone who's miserable, right? Like people who are at a space and place of peace, right, mentally or spiritually, they're not going to give you that type of energy, right? You know, and if they do, it's not consistently negative. So, you know, that's the name of the game. Just don't engage those types of people. And that is the word of the day. But check it out. Today, we are going to talk about this topic, man. It's a hot topic right now. And the topic is, should people pay for verification, right? I saw that recently. Instagram, Twitter, they have paid verification, right? A lot of artists asked me what I thought about it. So I figured, you know, what better way than to actually talk about it in this platform. So let's get into it. When it comes to verifications, should you pay for that? You know, I've been in the music industry for a very long time. And all of my platforms were always verified. Like, that wasn't even an issue, because based upon who you are in your respective industry, that would be like an indication of getting a verification. So that was basically to let the general public know, hey, this person, this individual, they're actually doing something within their space. And this is someone that you should know, or you should get in contact with if you can, or just pay attention to their movements because of who they are. So whether a musician, athlete, the blue check verification meant something. Given the current landscape where everything is payola, people are paying for verifications, it doesn't hold the same esteem anymore. You know, the fact that anybody can just, for lack of better words, lease a blue check, because that's all y'all are doing. I mean, these people are leasing the blue check, right? It's like if you got a car and you got a lease, you pay monthly. And if you don't pay, guess what? They take your car away. Guess what? Same thing with your blue check. If you don't pay consistently, they're going to take your blue check away. So, you know, I think it's pretty much a money grab, I think. I know that a lot of these social media platforms, it does cost a lot of money to operate them, to run them, and they have to generate revenue. So what better way to make money than to placate into people's egos? You know, I used to get so many DMs, man. It was troubling. You know, how many people would DM me consistently. And, you know, the DMs would always be along the lines of, you know, hey, man, you know, how'd you get the blue check? Like, how'd you get it? Yo, it was like Pookie in New Jack City, like fiending for crack cocaine. Like, they wanted the blue check. They craved it. They had to have it because they thought that that made them important, that made them relevant. And, you know, the sad thing about it is that it doesn't. You know, like in this landscape, the things that truly matter are your intent, your impact, and income. To be perfectly honest with you, right? Three I's: intent, impact, and income. It's like, all right, I got intentions that I want to be successful in music licensing. I've made that impact, and that impact is generating income. A lot of people buying blue checks, but they're not having impact, and they're not making income like that. You know, you go to somebody's profile, and they got a blue check, and they got like 50 followers, and the music's not good. I mean, what value is in a blue check at that point for you? So I think, you know, if it's ego that's driving you because you want that, don't lie to yourself. Don't play yourself. I would say be more focused on what really matters. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, your intent, your impact, and your income. The three C's: intent, impact, income. What's your intentions? What are you trying to do with your career? How are you going to get there? Have a plan for that. How are you going to make that impact? Once you make that impact, be consistent. Constantly follow up with what's working as opposed to what's not working, and generate income. That's what this is about, you know? So I don't fall into the ego theory of, you know, needing a blue check. And the sad thing about it is, here's the deal, right? The jig is up. When you even go to Instagram, if you click on someone's profile and you click on info, guess what? They will show you when they got verified. So all of these blue check trending people now who just got it or paid for it, you know who they are because it shows you like March, April, 2023, they purchased it. So, you know, I mean, you know what it is at the end of the day. So, you know, I say just stay true to yourself. For the past 5 months, I was getting notifications from Twitter. And Twitter was like, hey, K-Sparks, you know, we're rolling out this new thing to pay for blue checks. And, you know, we just want to let you know, don't lose your blue check. And I'm like, yo, these people are nuts. I'm like, you guys verified me. Now you want me to pay to continue to be verified. I'm like, no, you're bugging. So if you go to my Twitter profile, you'll notice, like, as of this month, there is no blue check. And I'm perfectly fine with that at the end of the day. Perfectly fine with that. So, you know, I say don't get caught up in the hype, man. I know Instagram is, they still do it how they did it. Like Facebook, all these other platforms, they do it how they did it. So you still got your blue check if you had it before. But it's not that serious, people. You know what I'm saying? If I could just keep it a stack with y'all, like I said, just be true to yourself. Create that impact, you know what I'm saying, with pure intentions and income. And that's what matters. Don't get caught up in this ego-driven thing, man. A blue check don't make you verified. You heard? It's just like someone that puts on, you know, expensive clothes. You could put on Balenciaga, you could put on, you know, Gucci, all that. The clothes don't make you. It's who you are as a person, right? Like, you can't buy style, you know, it can't be bought. Like, you know, it's something that's in you. So the same thing is like with the blue check. A lot of people got it, but it's useless. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, I perform a lot of places. It's like going to VIP, right? If you pay, right, you paid to be in VIP. That doesn't make you valid, right? There's some people that just get in VIP off of respect for who they are and what they accomplished, and other people got to pay their way in, right? So, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, I just say, just be true to yourself. Don't get caught up in all this hoopla, social media nonsense that's going on. It's a circus. Just stay true to yourself. And that's pretty much it, man. So, you know, this was short, straight to the point, just dropping gems. Speak out, sound out down below in the comments. I want to know, what are your thoughts on the blue check? You know, did you buy a blue check? And if you did, what were your intentions? What made you buy that? If you refuse to buy a blue check, I want to hear from y'all. Sound off in the comments. Subscribe. Like all these YouTubers, they say the same thing. Smash the subscribe button. That sounds kind of corny, so we ain't going to say that. Just, we're going to say, yo, just level up, subscribe. Sync Music Mondays. Y'all know what it is, man. Much love.